Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores Eastern culture, the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Always nice to see you, Mary.
Oh, it's a pleasure to see you, Jonathan.
Let's talk about two inexpensive reds you've been sampling.
Yeah, I've been taking reds for the team and going to...
that could get you in jail.
The inexpensive route. You know, why not? Because people always ask, what's a good inexpensive red for $10 or less? Well, I've got two, one I liked more than the other. The first one is the 2009 Cune Rioja Crianza. This is straightforward Tempranillo, rather textbook. Fruit is there. It's not punching you in the face, so I liked that. It was tempered a little bit, but it doesn't have a lot of finesse or elegance. Still, if you're, you know, having tacos one night, as I did recently, it worked fine.
Excellent. And the other?
The second one was the 2011 Conte Torrailo. That's Torrailo. Sangiovese Cabernet. Now, I picked this up at a wine shop that I wasn't too familiar with. It was in the bargain bin. I think it was $8 or $9. And I was sort of skeptical, but I wanted to try it. It's 85% Sangiovese and 15% Cab. And I actually thought it was pretty tasty. The Cab gave the Sangiovese a structure, although, you know, Sangiovese is fine by itself. But it really had some nice dark fruit. It was balanced. I thought it was very, very drinkable, and I would go back and buy more of it.
Do you think this was the end of a lot, and that's why it ended up in the bargain bin?
Or it was just one of those inexpensive blends that are coming out of different parts of Europe, really. You know, turns out to be very nice.
Excellent. Name the wines once again.
The first was the 2009 Cune, Rioja Crianza. Second was the 2011 Conte Torrailo Sangiovese Cabernet.
Excellent. Thank you so much for taking two for the team.
Oh, anytime.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.